So I go to dry my hands in this public restroom, and there's a shit streak right down the middle of this reusable towel.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
What's up, everybody? We are Sensible People. I'm one of your hosts, Taylor Wagner, and I'm here with my co-host, Ryan Raw Dog Church.
What's going on, everybody?
We're a new comedy podcast where we share our observations from everyday life and provide what we consider sensible opinions. With that said, there's a white elephant in the room, Ryan.
Yeah, I think so.
That being our producer and lovely co-host, Miss Amber. She's found her way onto this show because she doesn't trust us alone and feels like she needs to be our equalizer or moderator, if you will.
She thinks she can tame us, but I have my doubts.
I have some doubts, too.
Hey, everyone, don't let them fool you. They need me way more than they know.
So those are your hosts, Taylor, Ryan, and Amber. Ryan and I provide the sensible opinions in this show. Amber, she thinks she has some sensible opinions, but
lies.
That's kind of what the show's about, a little bit about a debate. So anyways, we've got an electrifying show here for you today, themed new versus used. But first, I'm going to circle back to that opening line. So this is a true story. Happened to me a couple years ago.
I'm interested to hear more about this.
Happened to me a couple years ago. So, you know the reusable towels in public restrooms?
Mm-hmm. One of the most disgusting things
Filth, right? So, you don't really see these anymore. Too often,
they
anyways.
They were big for a while.
They were big. But you see them at dive bars, and this is where that story comes from. I was at a dive bar in college, and they've got this reusable towel. So, I wash my hands after going to the bathroom, and I go to use the towel, dry my hands, and there's a shit streak right down the middle of the towel.
But so, shit streak or not, you were actually going to use the towel? Because that's where I'm struggling with. I stay away from that towel.
I think I had a few cocktails that night and
said, fuck it.
I honestly hadn't seen them too often. I mean, maybe when I was a kid in the 90s, they were more prevalent. Yeah. But you don't really see them at all. So I suppose, yeah, I went to use it and there's this big brown skid mark right down the middle. So my first question is, how the fuck did somebody get up? We'll post something on one of our social media accounts, what this actually looks mm-hmm. like, because a lot of people haven't even seen these. But how the fuck did somebody get up to the height of this thing to wipe their ass, right?
Yeah, unroll it enough? Yeah. It's only like a foot or two.
My first thought, just judging by the distance, usually where those are mounted, because it's usually about, what, eye level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking that maybe the guy does like a handstand and somehow butts his ass and crotch right up to that reusable towel and just, you know,
he's like doing the shoulder push. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, those reusable towels at the dive bars were the most disgusting things ever. As you mentioned, I grew up as my dad would play, you know, bar sports, and I was around the bars a little often as a kid. And just then, I didn't even know what they were, but looking at it, I was in amazement how disgusting some of those reusable towels are. Like, who would actually dry their hands with that?
I was going to try when I was shit-faced, but I mean, how far is the, like...
Yeah, there's no clear direction on how it works. Is the old stuff going back in it? Are you just really reusing it over and over again?
I thought I was going to be able to ask you, Amber. So when you pull the towel, so to say, like, you're done using it, or the next person pulls it, and it goes, like, into the machine where you think it's cleaning, like... How is it actually cleaning?
5-second rule.
Is it like a squeegee where it's just like squeegeing out the water?
I think a second roll is created of the dirty one, and then that gets like comes to get picked up and cleaned by a company or something. I don't think you're ever reusing the same thing, but it looks like you are.
What gets me, and I think what grosses me out the most, is that it looks like the same material and discoloration of like, let's say, a like 5-year-old pair of like Hanes whitey tighties. So it's like you're wiping your ass with a pair of whitey tighties.
It even has that stripe in the middle normally.
And in this case, it even has the streak.
Yeah.
We've all been there before.
So obviously, I didn't use the actual towel at that point. I see it. I'm like, what the fuck? You
man
know,
off. I laugh, use the towel.
I laugh about it. I probably took a picture back then and sent it to a couple buddies, but how repulsive. I mean, kind of fits in. The reason I'm sharing this story today, it fits in with our theme, which is new versus used and, you know, recyclable items and stuff. So Ryan wanted to introduce you to what we think is going to be a staple of our show. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, so our next segment is, you'll know from this show and other shows, it's called Sensible or Not. And this is going to be a mainstay. You guys got a little flavor of it in the intro episode.
Teaser.
The teaser episode. And not that this will be in every episode, but it'll be around. And since we're the observational comedy and we want to shed light to the everyday use and everyday occurrences, we are going to do a Sensible or Not segment on our theme, new versus used. And the first item on our list in this segment today is the old-fashioned hanky. And what I wanted to ask you guys, without going really in-depth, along with the reusable towel that we just talked about, this is an item that absolutely repulses me. And you don't see it often anymore. But when you see you're at an Olive Garden, let's say, and you see an old guy sneeze and he pulls out a hanky from his back pocket, blows his fucking nose like a wad right into the hanky, and then he puts it right back into his back pocket. So how can you blow your snot wads into a hanky, put it in your pocket, and then let's say maybe 3 hours later, you use it again? So are you blowing over the crust? Do you find a new spot? Where, like, do you have a limit of how many clean spots are on that hanky, or do you just blow right over the crust?
I think you just blow right over the fucking crust.
It's disgusting.
It's pretty bad. I'm in line with you. My answer to this would be not sensible.
Completely.
It's just, and my grandpa, I'm going to throw my grandpa under the bus. He does this. He's got this fucking hanky. I think it's because he's just old and lazy, you know, like at that point, like he doesn't want to get up and go find tissue or find Kleenex or toilet paper rather to wipe his nose. So he's just got this thing that's on him at all times so he can just wipe away as he pleases. So you got white crust in the corner of your mouth, use it. You got a fucking bloody booger dangling and hanging, use it, you know? Ass itches a little bit, use it.
I want to know who made it socially acceptable to use a hanky. Like, why would you choose a hanky over a Kleenex?
No, I agree.
Bill Gates actually made it socially acceptable.
Fuck him.
I agree, because we yell at kids for like wiping snot on their sleeves, but then we're okay with old people just blowing it into a napkin and shoving it in their pocket.
But you say that I wipe my snot on my sleeve, but I don't feel like it's the same. That's different.
You got cleaner two sleeves. Okay.
So you got your left and right sleeve. Then once you use both, then you got to figure out another option.
Well, the shirt's going in the sleeve. Wash anyways, right? Well,
along those similar lines with the hanky, do you guys notice that I can't put an age on it? Maybe let's say 60 and over. Whenever they blow their nose, it sounds like a trumpet. Why do they make that noise but I feel like if us three blew our nose, it's just like a normal blow. But an old person, it sounds like a trumpet. Like it makes a horn noise. Like here, I'm going to blow my nose right on the air for you guys and show you that it does not make a noise. Ready? It's kind of like a queef more than a trumpet.
I don't have an answer for
They've
you,
got
but
more
I do
mucus
know what
in
you're
there.
Talking about.
But yeah, they're just way too fucking loud.
So Amber, you'll go with what?
Not sensible.
Not sensible. Okay. So we're both not sensible for that. So question number two, we've got a little bit of a dirtier subject, and that being that this is more sexual in nature. Is it sensible to reuse a rubber or a condom?
Are you fucking serious? Who the fuck would reuse a condom?
You've never?
I never thought about it.
Completely not sensible. Wait, but
are we talking like reuse your own condom or reuse somebody else's condom? option.
I was thinking about reuse your own.
What are you going to do? You're going to rinse it off and then roll it back up? Or are you going to try and like shimmy it on like like skinny jeans?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could rinse it out and hopefully it dries out. But so let's go back to why you would. So you're in the situation. You obviously don't have one on you.
But you have an old one on you.
Yeah, you have an old one. So now there's one still in the garbage?
So I'm not really thinking you just carry this old one on you because you're out of new. I'm thinking like, maybe you have a little fun with one lady and then you move on to the next.
Not sensible.
I don't think that works.
So not sensible for both of you?
Not sensible.
So, yeah, a very common place to find used items is a thrift store. That's the classic place to go. But would you buy used underwear from a thrift store? I think, you know, if you're really in need, that might be something you're going to do. But if you're just looking to save a couple bucks, would you guys buy used underwear?
I don't think laundry detergent cleans enough for me to buy used fucking underwear. I'm not wearing somebody else's underwear. No way.
No, not sensible.
Well, right back at you, Amber. You being a woman, since it tends to you more than I would say Taylor and I, let's categorize this a little bit. So would you buy a used thong?
No way, never.
So you wouldn't want that secondary like piece right up your ass crack that somebody once used?
Never.
All right, what about a G-string?
No. That's like the same thing.
What just about just regular women's bikini cut underwear?
Nope.
So you're not buying any underwear from a thrift store?
I wouldn't even buy a swimsuit from a thrift store.
I was a little reluctant a couple years ago. My grandpa, who is now passed away, God rest his soul, he had some old whitey tighties that he wanted to donate to my brother and I through my mom. And he thought it was one of the nicest gestures ever. And we took a look at it, and obviously we did not wear his used underwear.
All right, so I would say I would reuse a thong, but not regular underwear from the thrift store.
Yeah. I mean, the thong, it just has that. Like,
I mean, it's but the underwear, I mean, shit, that could have the same streak that you had on the paper, the reusable towel, right?
All right. But let me ask you guys this. I'm going to give you relate something to normal everyday life with the reusable underwear. So let's say you're painting something in your house. And you got a towel next to you, and you have the towel down, and some paint drips on the towel. So after you're done painting, you wash that towel. Yeah. Eventually, mm-hmm. You keep the towel unless it's just a garage towel. But let's say you wash the towel. You then go use that towel to wipe your hands somewhere down the road because you washed it, but the paint is still on it. So where I'm getting at is with the thrift shop underwear, there might be shit and jizz in that underwear. But it's washed. So would you still use it like you'd use that towel where the paint dripped on after you washed it?
No, because the towel, it's just paint. It's not somebody else's bodily fluids.
I would.
But do you know that nowadays it is high efficiency washing machines? They wash it. It comes out.
No, not sensible.
I know. I still don't think I could put on somebody else's underwear.
Yeah, I mean,
so that,
that's not sensible, I guess.
What do you guys think? I know you guys aren't parents right now. I am, so I got an example for you. Is a lot of scenarios come up when you are out of diapers, and would you reuse a diaper on your kid?
No, unless it was a cloth diaper.
But let's say you ran out.
You're
at home. You're by yourself. And there's no diapers left. He or she completely shit his or her pants. What
was
do
it
you
like
do?
A solid turd that you could just scrape out and put it back?
It's a complete like J-E-L-L-O pudding.
I don't think I could. Do you wash it out and then just throw it back on?
I'm asking you.
No, I don't think I could. What about you, Taylor?
So they just go bottomless or nude or...
Yeah, I'd throw a little towel around their waist and
until you
put them in their car seat.
But then they're going to get a smear on the couch or the floor, the rug, or wherever you put them.
You know, having a little experience with this, I will say there's been times where we've ran out of diapers and there's been like mildly wet diapers where probably he probably peed like one time in them that was like left on the shelf.
As a souvenir.
And I've thought about like, do I just put it back on them? I mean, kids sit in their piss and shit as it is. So if I could put it back on them for a half hour while I go run to the store and get a diaper, I think it's sensible. And fuck you if you don't agree.
Fair enough.
So another one that you might consider as practical is reusing a mouth guard. I've never played sports, but I do have a night mouth guard, and don't make fun of me, guys. But I can't, if I take it out of my mouth,
what a loser!
I can't even put it back in my mouth without rinsing it off. But I know it's kind of common practice that men sometimes will share mouth guards in sports.
Adam likes the headgear.
Yeah.
I will say, so yes, in high school sports, your mouth guard breaks or you fucking get hit and you lose it and you're in the middle of a game or in the middle of a high voltage practice and your coach is screaming at you, yeah, borrow his, or, you know, some kid just hands you one. You got to throw it in because of the peer pressure at that point, and you don't want to lose your spot in the lineup.
It's disgusting.
But it is repulsive. But I remember doing it. I did it a handful of times, and it's just disgusting. It doesn't even fit properly, so it's really not doing any use because everybody's bite line is different. Ooh. But yeah. I would say not sensible, but does it happen? Yeah, it happens.
Did you, like, at least, you know, take the Gatorade water bottle and rinse the mouth?
No, oftentimes, right, no. You just throw it right in because you're in the heat of the moment. Oh, and disgusting. It's just like, it's gross. And then you give it back to him and he reuses it.
The type of kids I went to high school with, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. You never did it, ever.
I didn't wear a mouth guard very often. I only played freshman football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So baseball, you don't really wear a mouth guard. No. Basketball, never.
No.
Wore one? No.
No.
Yeah. Not sensible.
Just Amber with her headgear. I want to see a picture of that, by the way, Amber. That'll be on all our Instagram. Social media.
One of our next episodes, we just should do the whole show with Amber wearing her mouth guard.
We should.
So last but not least, pre-chewed food.
What the fuck does that mean?
So I'm talking about sometimes these old people, have you seen this? They can't really chew anymore because they got, you know, dentures and whatever, and their jaw muscles are pretty weak. So some people will, because they still like the flavor and the taste through their taste buds of like meat and stuff like that. Instead of having like Gerber food or like easy to eat, you know, Jell-O's, puddings, puree, type stuff like that, puree. They have people that come and they chew this food up and they'll spit it into a little jar and then the people can spoon feed them.
This is not a real thing.
It's a real
it?
Thing. No. Look it up.
You're telling me I can get a full-time job just being a chewer for an old
somebody,
fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what they make, so I don't know how you consider it a full-time job, but yes, there is a service that you can fucking pre-chew this food and then supply it to these old folks. So is that sensible or not sensible?
Disgusting. Use a blender.
Is it sensible on the old person's side, or are you asking, is it sensible to be the
both.
Chewer?
I want to hear both.
I mean, I would fucking be a chewer, but like if I chewed something, I would definitely like swallow a little bit. So I get a little, and then I would give them half of whatever I was chewing.
That's like, against the terms and conditions.
If they wanted bacon, I mean, I'm getting at least 80% of that slice of fucking bacon, and I'm going to give them 20% of the bacon.
Amber?
No, not sensible. Definitely not sensible on behalf of the old person. Maybe a little sensible on behalf of the chewer.
But they want the food.
They want it. It's their
use
choice.
Use a blender.
But they don't know how to use that. It's an electronic. Plus, it'll probably, you know, make their hearing aids go off and whatnot.
Oh, man. So that is sensible or not. We hope, again, that this is a staple of our show and that we can share our sensible opinions with you. We'll hope to do it in a couple episodes from now.
And
probably.
For God's sakes, give us your opinions on our fucking social media.
Yeah, if you've got something that you want to question as sensible or not, we'd be happy to share it and debate it on this segment. So send them our way.
And now a word from our sponsor.
What inspires you? Not your ordinary life. Don't you want to feel excitement? Live life to the fullest? Become a better you? We want to help you get there. At EcoPleasure, we invent, we create, and we inspire. Believe in a better you. Let go of your worries. Fulfill the dream you've always had, and go balls deep into a world of fabric. EcoPleasure is America's number one source for fabric-only sex dolls and toys. And although it may not feel better than silicone or plastic, you'll know that after use, you're somehow a better person. So don't wait for liberation. Visit us online and search our machine washable, eco-friendly fabric sex toys of all shapes and styles. No batteries, no cleaning supplies, just fabric for fucking. Eco Pleasure, changing lives and making fabric to fuck.
Discreet packaging guaranteed.
Oh boy. All right, so moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
So one of America's favorite places to get reused items is, of course, on Craigslist.
The old Craigslist.
So I spent some time the other day going through my local Craigslist, and I found a list of items that were on there. And I want you guys to keep in mind that I live in Wisconsin, so these are going to be items that Wisconsinites would want to buy and sell. And I put together a little game for you guys.
And let's just remember, Wisconsin is its own fucking country. They're a little different up there.
So for this game, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you guys a list of four items, and you're going to have to choose which one I did not find on my local Craigslist.
Okay.
You're going to get 1 point per question that you get right, and the last one will be worth 2 points.
All right.
Ready?
Sounds good. Ryan versus I. Let's do it.
Okay. I always win.
So for the first one, which of these did I not find? A set of two Pez dispensers, one being a Wicked Witch of the West and the other one being a Santa for $5. B, a dollhouse made of aged and dried Wisconsin cheddar cheese for $300. C, a free colon cancer screening test, so it's free. Or D, an original 1997 Princess Diana Beanie Baby with all tags included for $500.
Do you want to go first?
Go ahead.
I'm saying that you did not find B, the Wisconsin cheese castle.
Okay.
I'm going to go with C, the free colon check.
That's a good deal.
That is a good deal.
Is that in somebody's basement? Free.
You just get the old Tom Thumb right up the fucking rectal hole.
Don't mind the doctor wearing the gimp suit.
The answer was B, a dollhouse made of aged Wisconsin cheddar cheese.
I don't know if you're ever going to beat me at anything.
All right, the second
That's
one.
That's 1 point?
Yep, one point to Ryan.
You said that. It should have been two.
One I like point comebacks. To Ryan. All
right. Okay, the second one. Which one of these did I not find? A small figurine of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a rowboat for $25. B, a brand new sealed art piece by Wisconsin artist Melvin McGee for $20. C, a full set of fake human teeth for $125. Or D, a cage of rabbits for $30. Now, I'm not sure if they meant the whole cage or just one of the rabbits in the cage.
You go first this time.
I'm going to go with A, Arnold.
Can we pick the same answer?
Yeah, you can pick the same answer.
Because that's what I want, Arnold.
Okay, both going with Arnold.
Yeah.
The real answer was C, a full set of fake human teeth.
Bullshit. Fuck. Wait, so reread the Arnold one.
Arnold. It was a small figurine of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a rowboat for $25.
Okay, so like a 6-year-old Korean made that? Or
like, I think it was hand carved. I think that's what it said.
Okay, so like out of wood or whatever.
Yeah, I can post that one on our Instagram for you all to see.
Yeah, because I still
want to see that.
I don't trust you, Amber. You Wisconsin people.
Come on, I need to catch up here with question three.
Let's all right, the next right one. Here.
So wait, let's recap. It's 1-0.
We don't need one a to recap.
Nothing. 1-0 two with two questions to go. Yes. All right.
Okay. Which one of these did I not find? A framed photocopy of stock for the Packers for $30. So just a photocopy of it. It's not the actual stock. B, custom headstones. Now, this was in the bartering section. So he can barter you something for these custom headstones. C, a taxidermy raccoon eating from a beehive for $350. Or D, a free pile of rocks.
I go D.
What was A and B quickly again?
A was a framed photocopy of stock for the Packers, and B was custom headstones.
I'm going B, custom headstones.
You guys are not good at this. It was a framed photocopy of stock for the Packers. But I have to show you guys this taxidermied raccoon because it is the most creepy thing I've ever seen.
So this is real.
Let's see it.
This is real.
Oh my God. We got to post that for our
audience. Yeah, this is going on Instagram.
What the?
This is the raccoon, and he's eating a bee from the beehive.
Yeah. That, In Wisconsin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Right. Of course.
All right, so it's still 1-0.
And by the way, as us being Chicagoans, fuck the Packers. I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, last one. Which one of these did I not find? A cat statue for $20. B, a Sonicare electric toothbrush for $25. C, a three-dimensional painting of Jesus holding a cherub for $20. Or D, a full set of patio tiles, but you have to dig them up yourself for $2 each.
What's a cherub?
It's like that naked baby with like wings, I think.
I'm going cherub.
I'll go D, the tiles.
And it's Taylor for the win.
Oh,
so it's
baby.
Tied.
It's two to one.
Last one was 2 points.
You are garbage.
That is bullshit. Why is the last question worth two? There's because no rhyme or reason.
Why aren't there any sirens or like
no,
confetti
that's
or
bullshit.
Fireworks?
The last question, it may not have been on Craigslist, but that was actually something we sold in my garage sale a couple years back.
Why is that worth two? That's bullshit. Woo. Fuck that.
All right.
Taylor's the winner.
I'm not a good
you know, and Taylor, now that you're the winner, you actually get to answer a special Craigslist question. So while I was on Craigslist, I did a little digging around in the section where people are actually looking to buy things, and okay. I found a request, but he also has a question at the end for you. So I'm going to read to you what he was looking for. It's titled Doll and Doll Parts, and this is from Racine, Wisconsin. And he says, do you have old dolls that you don't want anymore? Ones that your kids drew with marker all over or ripped the limbs off of? Basically, my neighbor is annoying me and doing things on purpose to irritate my family. I figure that stringing up old dolls and covering them with fake blood will freak this person out enough to leave my kids and I alone. I literally have no privacy. This person is looking in my windows, watching me through a window with their lights off, and he even sits on the edge of the property late at night to look through my kitchen window. If you have any other suggestions that aren't illegal, shoot me an email. I'm open to suggestions. So what would be your suggestion to him besides the doll parts, or do you think he's right on the right track?
I like it. He's kind of, I mean, it's kind of a peculiar way to scare your neighbor away, but... So for a Wisconsin night, it sounds like it's right up his alley. But I mean, couldn't you just maybe go knock on his door and say, "Could
say
you please,
like a normal fucking person,
stop fucking staring through my window?" And if he's too much of a coward, then go to the authorities, or just go beat his ass.
Yeah,
or stare back at him.
You could do like the old like where the little kids you just. Put your fucking butt cheeks right up to the window and
right?
spread them.
Start
give him something
with
to look him. At.
Exactly. Exactly. That's all I've got for him. He's kind of helpless, in my opinion.
Those were some good Craigslist questions.
Yeah, we
like
that game.
Amber.
And, mostly because I won.
So with our theme today being new versus used, obviously in today's world, we have some items that we all use on an everyday basis and that... Sometimes we like to reuse rather than get something new. And so this brings us to our new segment of we're going to talk about some things that we reuse every day. And maybe there are some better options if you purchased it and went new.
Yeah, I'll start us off with a pretty practical one that I don't think anyone can really argue with. And that's reusing gift wrap or like gift bags or even tissue paper when from your old presents into somebody else's.
Yeah, I mean, I do this all the time, and I get bitched at all the time. I've had this Christmas box that I've had for probably 7 or 8 years. It's the most fantastic looking box I've ever seen, and I give gifts in it probably 5 times a year, and every time I give the gift and they open it, I make sure I take that box back and I put it in my closet because it's like perfect. It's like a shoe box that... just opens the lid. I barely have to wrap it. And I just place that one sheet of tissue paper in there and it looks like it's full and I'm good to go. I am not paying for new tissue paper or new box for you fuckers. I don't care if you're my friend or family. I'm not paying for that.
I completely agree. I have a tradition with one of my friends where 1 year I'll give her something in the same bag and then she'll give it back to me the next year in the same bag.
I just make my wife do all my wrapping.
There you go. I mean, if it's someone's birthday, there's times I give you a Christmas bag, but, you know, fucking deal with it. Get over it.
Agreed.
So what about, I specifically do this with this next item is, you know, it's hard to make, like in our house, to make sure that we always have, let's say, aluminum foil, saran wrap, Ziploc bags, Tupperware, tops, anything to seal something. So a lot of times, like I'll cook dinner and I like to bring the leftovers for lunch. And so once we're done eating dinner and I'm going to put the food away in the fridge, I put in a piece of Tupperware, and like anybody else, it's fucking impossible to find the tops of Tupperware containers. So what I do, since we don't have Saran wrap sometimes at the moment or aluminum foil, I'll go take a paper plate and put the paper plate over the Tupperware box, or not box, but container. Is that, does that actually seal it up so it stays fresh?
Not whatsoever. I don't
think so. I think so. Wait, why? Tell me why.
Because like little particles can get in between.
Yeah, there's no real seal to
there's
it.
No seal, exactly.
But what fucking particles are in my fridge?
I don't know what's in your fridge, man. Yeah, I mean, but air, it can dry it out. I mean, it's not sealed.
It's moist. It's not dry. It's moist.
If how long works, do you it leave works. It like that?
Well, there's sometimes like I'll make stuff for dinner and I'll take it for lunch the next day and it was sitting on the stove all night.
Do you reuse the paper plate on other items, or like after you use it on one Tupperware, then it's donezo?
No. Because if it's just as a top, it's not getting contaminated, then I'll put it back in the cabinet reuse.
In a cabinet?
You could just turn it upside down at that point and just have the meal right on the plate. That is kind of sensible, I guess.
Or you just have it in the bowl that it's in.
Yeah.
Or you just stop being a fucking inbred.
But you have to reuse items.
That, remind me, why you don't just use the lid?
Because I can't fucking find it.
That's... I mean, to me, I don't do it, so I don't get it. But I did hear a story. This came from somebody that told me this the other day. This woman, I think she was the cleaning lady for this family. And she, you know, the raw meat containers that are like styrofoam, mm-hmm. and then they've got the cellophane wrap or whatever you call it.
Yep.
So this woman, she apparently had a collection of these. She would get them after she bought meat from the grocery store. She would bring them back home and she would use the meat, cook it up, whatever. And then she'd keep the styrofoam and she would wash it. And then she would keep it in her cabinet and use it to serve food on at parties and stuff. And like, you got to see the looks they're giving me. I wish this was video.
That cannot be safe.
Right? That's what I thought.
But why?
Because she's an idiot, apparently, like, but I wanted to bring it up because it's something that you're repurposing items that we always see. I mean, mm-hmm. we buy meat all the time at the grocery store, and what is the first thing you do? You kind of toss it, right?
Yeah.
As soon as you, it's disgusting. I mean, even when you're buying the meat, I'm always kind of conscious that there's not like
sometimes
the chicken
it leaks,
juice
yeah. like yeah,
coming
you,
out. You know what I'm talking
in checkout,
about?
It fucking leaks all right. over you. The chicken juice is a little like syrupy, like it feels like
yeah. I know
something
you're
on your hands.
So this woman took it up another level and takes them, washes them, keeps them, serves food on them, eats off them like their plates.
Disgusting.
Is that crazy or what?
You know what I like about her? Where we're on the same page. I'm on the same page as this lady because one thing she's doing is she's not creating dishes. I fucking hate dishes. So she, well, but
she's
actually,
washing the styrofoam.
You did say she's washing them.
Yeah,
so
she does
I don't
wash
know.
The styrofoam.
If they ate on them again, so like you buy the raw meat and then you put them, you rinse them off once and reuse them one time and throw them out, I'm good with that. But if she goes more than one time.
She goes more than once from what I
understand. All right,
understood.
Then she's a fucking moron.
Well, okay. Well, what about clothes? Like, we obviously rewear our clothes multiple times, but how often do you wash these items?
I have a whole system.
Let's hear it.
I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I've been doing this for a long time. And so here's my system, and I'm excited to hear your guys's. So on an everyday basis, I wear an undershirt, a shirt, underwear, socks, and a pair of pants. And laundry in our house, it goes on for days. It never ends, no matter how much laundry.
Oh,
we
it's
have.
The same way at our house. It's like just a mountain of laundry, no matter how much you do.
You can
just
never
always
get it
playing
down.
Catch up, right?
So let's start from the top. So my shirt that I wear, a polo shirt that you guys can see that I'm wearing now, that I have an undershirt under this. But the polo shirt, I barely ever fucking wash unless, like, let's say I drip nacho cheese or like buffalo sauce or salsa on it. I never wash this because I got an undershirt on. The undershirt that I have on has to be washed 1 to 2 times after use. So I sweat a lot. And the reason I wear an undershirt is because I will sweat right through the pits if I don't, and I'll have the hugest pit stain. So
raise your arms. Let's see.
But I have an undershirt, so you don't see it.
Oh, it works.
Yeah. It works. So the undershirt has to be washed mostly 1 to 2 times, like I said. So then let's go downstairs to the basement. Pants. I wash my pants maybe twice a month.
Oh.
Twice a month. And boxers, obviously, okay, I'm not going to pretend like I'm not. I wash my boxers every single time, one use. But if there's ever a time that we didn't do laundry and I'm in need of boxers, I just turn it inside out.
That's your system.
That's my system. Oh, and one more, the socks. Socks are usually every time. But socks in our house, I don't know about you guys, I can never match socks. We have this bin, and I just throw all the socks in it. I don't match them. And so every day I get up, and as long as one looks similar, like if this is an orange pattern and over here is like a different orange pattern, I wear them. But then like once they get low, sometimes I find one fresh sock and I can't find its match. So then I go to the dirty laundry. We have a dog. There's dog hair on it. I sniff it because my feet like sweat really bad. And if it's like on a scale of 3 to 10 is smelling, I wear it. I wear the old sock with the new sock.
Why but do that's you have my orange system. Socks?
Yeah, I have fucking true. Dress socks, you fucks. I wear dress socks every day. So the only thing that I wash on a consistent basis is my undershirt and my boxers. Because, I mean, we all know what goes in there. We got sweat, farts, and Fermunda cheese from your balls.
So how do you have that much laundry then?
Yeah, that's
why don't you ask my wife?
I feel like me and Adam are probably the one family in America that does not have a laundry problem because we don't ever wash our clothes. What underwear is the only thing we wash like after every use. Everything else I will rewear and rewear as my long system, as I can.
But she like, can't what if, follow
what if you,
it.
Like, what if you get sweaty? Like
I usually do
or something,
shirts like 2 times, pants like. I like Ryan probably once a month, twice a month.
Yeah,
you guys are fucking.
How does your pants? Tell me how your pants smell. What do they smell?
They smell fresh because I wash.
You have
them.
Knee sweat. All right,
so here's me.
Knee
I do
sweat.
My thing is I do shirts every time. Every time.
But you don't wear
boxers
an undershirt. Do
every
you?
Time. I don't wear undershirts. Off. Yeah. I mean, once on a blue moon I do, but.
So how do you
shirts get, every time?
How do you not sweat in your pits?
I do.
You shave your armpits?
That would probably not
like a
happen.
Wrestler.
Yeah. So shirts every time, socks every time, boxers every time, jeans, pants. I'll do like maybe 2 or 3 wears and then I wash them.
Mm. Yeah, I wash my jeans when they start to get baggy.
Baggy?
Baggy, yeah.
Like JNCO or Lee Pipes?
Amber's skinnier pants, and when they're not tight anymore, that's when I know I have to wash them.
Amber's going to post a picture on her social media. I did see her with a chain wallet one time with JNCO jeans and a Slipknot shirt.
It smells like fucking shit in this studio, and now I know why. The two of you are repulsive.
I'm telling you, though, laundry, I can't stand. The other day, I find she wore like this bridesmaid, or not bridesmaid, like this wedding... what are those things you call after you get out of the shower? You put it over. It's like a towel, like a robe. A robe.
Okay.
A wedding? It's,
yeah.
A wedding
no, but she had one made specifically when she was like, okay, when we got married and okay, when she was getting ready. And it's in the dirty laundry. Mm-hmm. And so I'm doing the laundry and I pull this thing out and I look at her and I'm like, when the fuck did you wear this in the last 6 months? Why is it in the dirty laundry? Because she'll just grab something or try something on and throw it in the dirty laundry. That's got at least 6 more wears in it before you fucking put it in the wash.
You
got to
be clean. I want to smell good and feel clean all the time.
God.
I have to admit that I've probably never washed any of my bras.
Ever?
My sports bras are like bralettes, yes. But like
wait,
normal.
Wait, bralettes?
Bralettes.
What's a bralette? Like a drumette?
No, it's like a non-wired bra.
What
so
about
what's it for? Tell the audience what's it for.
It's just like a lighter bra that you don't have to have like all these tight straps. It's just
so they're not as perky.
Yes, definitely not.
They're
as
a little
perky.
More droopy.
Yes, and I wash those, but my underwire bras, no,
ever.
I'm
hardly ever. Hardly
what about
ever.
When there's like milk coming out?
Well, I'm not pregnant.
But I'm glad you brought this up because it interests me because obviously we don't wear the bras.
Hang on, I have a question for Taylor. Do you think women just always have milk?
I'm just fucking with you, but
you guys do have boob sweat though.
Yeah, there is boob sweat.
Where would you say the most boob sweat comes from. Like
under the boob. Under the boob for sure.
So, but you don't wash your bras.
Well, I keep my bra on as little as possible. Sometimes I take it off on my drive home from work. I cannot stand that.
She is from Wisconsin. She's a hippie. Complete. It's free the nipple in Wisconsin.
It sure is.
Jesus Christ.
So, but you guys, when you do wash a bra, it has to be hand washed, right?
Yeah, that's why you hardly
No,
wash
you
them.
Can throw
You can throw
shit
it in there,
but you
then
know what?
It gets all wrecked. It gets stretched out.
What's the difference the of us? Like, then why don't we wash our boxers if you don't wash your bra?
Why don't?
Like, why what's the difference?
He's
what's
saying,
the
why
difference?
Do we not?
Why just, don't fart why on my bra? Yeah, he's speechless.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Wow, you guys are just disgusting.
On that note, that was a good conversation about new versus used. We'd love to hear your opinions on everything we talked about on our social media. And to kind of close it up, we're going to go over kind of what we're up to for the next week. And for me, I got a birthday coming up this week. I'm turning the big 2-4, and I cannot wait to see what Raw Dog is getting me, and it better not be a reused gift.
You know, I think it's pretty forward that you think I'm actually going to get you a fucking gift.
Oh, he is.
I'm not getting a gift, that's for sure.
I wasn't
you're only
planning
24
on it.
Now? Or
yeah, I'm 23 right now. I'm turning 24.
Fuck? I thought you were 16.
What the fuck?
What about you guys? What are you up to this week?
Well, it's football season. Fall's turn, so we love football, although the Bears are just fucking garbage. But it's also Cubs playoff season, so
it's starting up.
It's starting up. Next Friday, first game.
And although the Bears suck, I just love to lay on the couch and watch a Red Zone channel all day long.
All day.
It's harder with a kid, but I figure out ways.
Oh, yeah. Just I mean, the great thing about fantasy is it just makes a fucking Browns-Bengals game the best thing ever, right?
It does.
It's like if you've got players going. So
if fantasy football didn't exist right now with the Bears the way that they are, I don't know how much football I'd watch.
How bad would their viewership be? It's already crashing with fantasy sports and gambling. But, yeah, basically I'm just going to gamble on football, watch the Cubbies.
I will say,
beers.
I haven't seen it yet, and I know you fuckers are smart enough to know and realize that this isn't live, but I cannot wait on Sunday to watch the brand new Curb Your Enthusiasm season. I've been so pumped. I think he's been off the air for 5 to 6 years, and watched him on the Today Show this week. I've rewatched every single episode. I watched a new podcast. It's called Origins with all of the Curb Your Enthusiasm cast, and I can't wait for Larry to be back and see who he pisses off in this season.
I want to check that out. I never watched the original, but I've been told that I'd like it. So
you'll like it. Yeah. It's good.
Might be something to dive into. But all right. Anyways, we are sensible people. We hope you guys enjoyed the show. We want to hear your fucking feedback. If you hate the show, tell us you hate it. We want this to be a show that everybody can enjoy. So give us your feedback on our social media accounts. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a YouTube channel. Send us your thoughts. Let us know how we can improve. We are sensible people. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
And guys, don't be fucking morons. The way to listen, you can go to our website and listen. You can subscribe on iTunes, which we want you to do. Don't just play the episode. Hit the fucking subscribe button or go to Google Play and download it. It's very easy. It's free. Free. F-R-E-E. Listen to our podcast. Don't be a moron.
Free entertainment, folks. We are out of here. We got 3 episodes on Monday on iTunes, so check us out. See ya.